It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen, working away to the weekend. That weather-wise looks good, as you just heard, with Joe Lundberg, our meteorologist. Much-needed rain today, beginning in the city here, probably in the next hour or so. And wildfires, 450 wildfires in Massachusetts since October 1st. Paul and I were talking about that. That's something you would never hear, ever. I don't think I've ever heard of a wildfire in Massachusetts to begin with.
Well, I'm sure that they have them every once in a while, but not to the degree that it would be newsworthy until now. I can't recall ever doing a wildfire story in my career concerning Massachusetts.
Well, it gives you some idea, and I know it's been the driest here in Pittsburgh, according to the National Weather Service, since 2002, the driest summer into what's now coming up on mid-fall, right? Because next month we start winter the third weekend in December, which seems hard to believe.
It is. I thought this was supposed to be fall, and we're talking winter already. And will we have much of a winter? That's another good question.
Well, we've had two back-to-back very mild winters. And just last week, give you some idea of the oddity, they had 36 inches of snow in Colorado Springs. Talking to one of our veterans who we highlighted on Monday, Eric Shaw, who grew up in Pittsburgh, is still working for our federal government in Colorado Springs. He sent me pictures and a time lapse of 36 inches of snow falling. So, meanwhile, are we the last senatorial race that's to be decided by a recount? I think so.
In the Senate, yes.
Yeah, so we're checking in with John Delano here in a minute. KDK TV political analyst John Delano. You got him, Aaron? No? Where's John? 2 minutes. 2 minutes remaining in the third period. She gave me the sign. Fortunately, it was two fingers.
Well, the Secretary of State, or I can't recall the official now, but Secretary of the Commonwealth, there we go, made the call yesterday that the threshold had been met and they're going to do a mandatory recount. So that'll be taking place between the 20th and the 27th, and then we'll finally know.
And here he is, John Delano. John, were you in the attic? We couldn't find you.
I was getting to the attic. I am now. So good morning, everybody.
Good morning. So walk us through this process, and they're going to do a mandatory recount on this Senate race.
Yes, and the process is one that can take some time. Albeit, you have to use each of the elections department, 67 counties, will have to recount using a different machine for counting than they did the first time. But usually that count can be done in a faster scanner. So it's supposedly an easier process if the counties have that equipment. But apparently they don't have to report right away. They can take 2 weeks, is what I was told, to actually report in a final result from a recount. But mind you, part of the problem is not all the votes have been counted yet. And so the recount has been ordered before all the votes have been counted in some counties. There are still, I believe, 5 or 6 counties that still have some uncounted ballots, either provisional ballots or the military mail-in, overseas mail-in ballots that weren't due until Tuesday, this Tuesday. They still, in some cases, have to be counted. So it seems a little untimely process, if you ask me, but who knows?
yeah, I mean, people are wondering, well, why can't they just count the votes? And then if they have to do a recall, get to it. But and you pointed out,
I think I really believe the expectation when the laws were first written was that votes would be counted and all the votes would be counted by yesterday, which is when the recount was ordered. And I think under normal circumstances, that's probably true. But given the changes in the law that allow for mail-in voting and for provisional ballots, which, by the way, was a federal law that required provisional ballots after the 2000 Bush-Gore debacle, you know, I think all of that is that it's just I don't think our laws have kept up with reality, to be honest.
That said, the cabinet appointments, and Paul, you and I were just talking about the ones that don't have to be vetted by the Senate and Congress are the ones that are getting a lot of attention. Also, Elon Musk.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And Vivek
Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy.
It is a tongue tire.
So it's the Department of Government Efficiency. The acronym is DOGE.
DOGE.
I call
after
it DOGE.
Bitcoin. I think that's isn't
that's
that,
right. That's right.
Very good.
Yeah, it's a strange. I mean, first of all, there is no such department. Let's be clear. The law has, there's never been a congressional authorization for this department. There's no money, no tax dollars funding it. It's non-existent. So it's the creation of Elon Musk, and he's persuaded President-elect Trump that they should go forward with this. But I guess Elon Musk can fund his own government, so I guess he's doing this on his own penny, as far as I can tell. But it has no sanction within the U.S. governmental process, and it's, you know, anyone can make a series of recommendations about how government should be more efficient. So I suppose if Musk and Ramaswamy want to do that, they're free to do it. And yeah, the new president is asking them to do that.
And, well, you make a good point. He just serves as, in this case, let's just say, a advisor,
right,
at very least, on economics and maybe other things too.
Yeah, and again, the president has the right to ask anybody to do anything he wants, but in terms of calling it a department and naming it after a Bitcoin, it's all a little bizarre. But that's not the only strange thing that's been happening lately. The appointment of Congressman Matt Gaetz as Attorney General, for those of us who are attorneys, are just, you know, there's just a lot of head shaking going on, and has nothing to do with party, because you've got as many Republicans who can't stand Matt Gaetz, particularly in the U.S. House of Representatives, where he engineered the ouster of Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy back when he and nine of his colleagues. And so, you know, Gaetz, he's a very unpopular Republican in Washington, D.C., among his fellow Republicans. So the question remains, can he get confirmed by the Senate? Who knows?
But he just resigned yesterday. So.
Yes, he did. And he resigned because the House Ethics Committee was about to release a report on allegations that he had sexual relations with underage individuals, and there was money exchange. There's all kinds of allegations. I will point out the U.S. Justice Department did not pursue those allegations, but the House Ethics Committee, which is three Republicans and three Democrats, it's very bipartisan, did examine, and they were about to release a report. And generally, they don't release reports of members of Congress who have resigned before the report is released. I believe the report is supposed to be released today or tomorrow, and they may not do so, although everybody expects it to be leaked to the media at some point.
And here we go.
I would be shocked, John, if it wasn't leaked.
Yeah, I would be too, particularly knowing Washington.
Back up, I just would hope you might look into your crystal ball and make a prediction on this recount. What do you think is going to happen?
On the recount between Dave McCormick and Bob Casey, I don't think it's going to change a whole lot. Traditionally, recounts don't. This election, I believe the last I checked late yesterday, the lead was, 29,000 roughly. McCormick had a lead of 29,000 over Bob Casey with, I believe, 80,000 plus votes yet to be counted. Senator Casey would have to win more than two-thirds to three-quarters of those votes in order to overcome that lead. I think it gets highly unlikely as we get further down the stretch. And recounts generally in Pennsylvania history don't overturn the results, particularly when they're this far. I mean, this is not far apart when you consider 7 million votes, but it certainly is not like 100 votes separating the two.
But by the way, John, we did the math this morning, a recent check. It's 26,000 now.
26,000. So
yeah.
So Casey is closing in, but it's still, I still think it's going to be challenging and difficult. But I will say that every candidate, certainly Senator Casey, as did Dave McCormick when he ran against Mehmet Oz and lost by 900 votes in the Republican primary 2 years ago, every candidate deserves to have every vote counted before making a concession. So, I'm not surprised that Senator Casey's insisting that every vote be counted. He has that right, as do any American.
John Delano, thank you for your time, as always.
See always you good on to be TV. With you guys. I think we're in for some more interesting times.
Yes, keep your attic
I'm
supplied.
Here. The vote is here. See you guys. Have a great day, everybody.
You too.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.